Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock and hope you'll be able to stay tuned. And, of course, after us is Pastor Andy Rusnacko will be on, and it'll be a blessing as well listening to him. And if you were listening earlier, what a blessing hearing with Pastor Lutz on before us at 1 o'clock. So it's a good hour and a half, or at least it's a good half hour before us and a good half hour after us, I guess. But anyway. I'm going to talk about a couple things here today, and we're going to get started with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you so much again for the opportunity to be on the air today. We just pray that you bless the program today. Help us to be a blessing to somebody. Help us to be an encouragement to somebody here this afternoon. And use the program for your glory. Help us to point people that are searching to Christ and help us to encourage believers in their walk with you. And we just thank you for the opportunity. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, good to be with you today. And I got two things going on in the program today, so I don't know that, don't think we're going to get any callers in today. The reason is coming up here at about the midpoint of the program, we are going to have a guest calling in, and that's, we're going to be talking about an upcoming event coming up, the Ohio Christian Alliance Spring Freedom Banquet coming up on Friday, a week from today. And then, of course, right now, though, I wanted to talk about something that is going on right now. And generally speaking, I invite people to come out to our Friday night Bible study here on the program, and I still invite you to come out to that. But there's another event that's going on down in Canton right now, and myself and some people from our church, we were down there Wednesday and last night, Thursday night, for the God Bless America Rally. The God Bless America Rally is being held at the Canton McKinley High School Auditorium. If you're familiar with where the Pro Football Hall of Fame is, it's right up there behind that. In fact, you get off at the same exit and you just kind of go right there behind the Pro Football Hall of Fame where Canton McKinley High School is, and they have an auditorium back there. I forget what it's got out on the front. It's like something, Fine Arts Center or something like that. But you go in there, there's plenty of people there, plenty of parking, plenty of people to direct you where to go. That starts at 7 o'clock tonight. That's at the Canton McKinley High School Auditorium. And that is located at 2323 17th Street. Northwest in Canton. And the best way to find out more about it is to go online to the GodBlessAmericaRally.com website. That's GodBlessAmericaRally.com. And if you go there, you can find out more information about the rally. It's cooperative effort by a number of churches here in Northeastern Ohio, in the Canton and Akron areas in particular. We have Alliance Baptist Temple, in Alliance, of course, Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Millersburg. We have Canal Fulton Baptist Church. We have Carrollton Baptist Church, Cleveland Baptist Church, Community Baptist Church in Akron, First Baptist Church of Kenmore, and Massillon Baptist Temple. Those are just some of the many churches that are helping sponsor this. And, of course, evangelist Brian Fox is the moderator of the meetings. And he is the president and founder of Bible Truth Music. And you can, of course, find out more about him and his ministry at, as I said, GodBlessAmericaRally.com. If you'll go there, you can find out a lot more. And then, of course, preaching each night, we have evangelist Scott Pauley. And, of course, Brother Pauley's from West Virginia originally, and he is graduate of Crown College in Powell, Tennessee, and he has been in the evangelism for a number of years, and he is a real blessing. You will enjoy listening to him, and he's preaching the gospel, so they're encouraging to bring people that are searching, people that aren't sure of their relationship with Christ, trying to bring people in that they might be able to hear the gospel. Now, that's not the only thing that they're doing during the course of the meeting. It's not just come and hear the gospel preached. They're trying to encourage Christians and encourage Christians to get out and be active in their communities, to be active amongst their family and friends and the people they work with, the people they go to school with, to encourage Christians to get involved and to just to live your faith in the world around you and to be able to reach people with the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. If they get a few people saved, that's nice, but if they can't get Christians on fire and wanting to go out, you know, the Bible says we're to go into all the world and preach the gospel, and that's an admirable thing, and it gets a bit daunting. But if you remember when Jesus gave the instruction to the disciples just before being caught up into heaven in Acts chapter 1 and verse number 8, look what he said here. He said, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." And so, It begins with right where you're at. You don't have to immediately leap to the uttermost part of the earth. We begin right where you're at, doing what you can to reach people with the gospel message. And you branch out from there. As he said, it starts in Jerusalem, your Jerusalem, where you live, and Judea, next door, Samaria. And eventually, he says, to the uttermost part of the earth. And if you go there tonight, bring some people from your church with you, and bring some friends, bring some neighbors, you will be blessed. It will be a blessing to you. And there, I think the choir alone, they have a choir there that I think has over 100 people on the platform in the choir. It's a beautiful facility there at the Canton McKinley High School auditorium there, and so you can enjoy the choir. They have some good music there and some congregational songs and a lot of stuff going on that'll stir you. Tonight at the God Bless America rally in Canton is a night honoring first responders, our police and fire and paramedics and such. So this would be a great opportunity if you know somebody who's a first responder that you've been trying to reach with the gospel and perhaps looking for something, maybe you can get them to go to something like this. They'll be honoring first responders there tonight. And then, of course, for every young person under the age of 12, I believe, they have a CD that they'll be given to them. So they've got a number of things, and out in the auditorium, or I'm sorry, in the foyer, as you're coming to the auditorium, there's a number of ministries out there, and just different things that are going on, and you can see how people are working, and what God's people are doing. So if you've got the opportunity, I think there's over 25 displays out there, excuse me, but it'll be a blessing. Like I said, it starts at 7 o'clock tonight, and it'll be tonight at 7 o'clock, and then it'll be again tomorrow at Saturday at 4 p.m. So that'd be 7 o'clock tonight at the Canton McKinley High School auditorium, and then Saturday, May 4th, tomorrow at 4 p.m. And go online to the GodBlessAmerica.com website. Another thing that you can do if you're not able to get down there, let me encourage you to visit their website, GodBlessAmericaRally.com, and watch the program, watch the event there tonight live on your computer. You can do that as well. And they've had quite a few people streaming in, and you can go there, you can listen to the the programs last night and Wednesday night. If you'll do that, you'll be able to get a sense of what they're doing, and you can see the number of people that are showing up, and just a huge number of people there, and hundreds of people coming. And what a blessing it was to be able to be there last night and then on Wednesday night as well. And that, again, is the God Bless America Rally in Canton, Ohio, tonight at 7 o'clock, and tomorrow, Saturday at 4 p.m., and you'll be blessed. I was going to mention here, talking about that I just had lost my train of thought here just a moment. Let me see where I was at here. God Bless America Rally here.com. As I said, it'll come back to me here as soon as I remember what I was going to say. I had it right in front of me here. But it's been good. You drive down there, plenty of parking, and you can watch them, as I said, online. I know what I was going to say right now. We were streaming it from our website. We were sharing there. Or from our Facebook page, we are sharing that link as well on our page. I wanted to mention our page for the radio program here, livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com is our website. And then our Facebook page at facebook.com. You can find us at facebook.com/ livewithpastoral. And if you go there, of course, you can watch some of the programs that are there. The links are still there on our Facebook page, and then, of course, the link on our web page. So let me encourage you to go check that out. It was nice last night to be able to see somebody there. We were walking out and heard somebody call out, "Pastor Al," and turn, and there's a lady there that listens to the program, and I've seen out at the Summit County Fair and also visits our Facebook page. So it's kind of nice to see her and several other people there last night that we know from the radio program and different things in the ministry. So go ahead and check that out. GodBlessAmericaRally.com, and you will be blessed. It's a great opportunity. Get involved. Go down there tonight if you can, tomorrow. If you can't make it tonight, go there tomorrow. Bring some friends with you, and it'll be a real blessing. All right, well, wanted to move from the God Bless America Rally in Canton tonight to next week. We have another event coming up that I want to talk about. And for that, we have a special guest that's on, familiar to many of our listeners here. We have Chris Long, president of the Ohio Christian Alliance. And Chris Long, welcome to the program today.
Thank you, Pastor Al. Good to be on with you.
Well, it's good to talk with you today. I wanted to get you on to talk about you got a little event plan coming up next week, don't you?
The Ohio Christian Alliance Spring Freedom Banquet. Yes, next Friday, May 10th at the Akron Fairlawn Hilton. We have Congressman Bill Johnson, author and historian Bill Fetter, WHK, the sister station's radio personality, Bob France will be an MC for the evening. Former State Representative Danny Bupp, who is a retired Marine colonel, will be there in uniform. He's currently a judge. And these were folks who all had participation in the passage of S-1044, the legislation that adds the D-Day prayer at the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C. Senator Portman will be with us by way of a video, which he's giving us an update on the project. And it passed Congress back in 2014. And we have a major announcement on Friday night. We want everybody to register. You can do that at our website at ohioca.org or just Google Ohio Christian Alliance. Tickets are just $65. And of course, that's a dinner ticket. We have a wonderful meal at the Hilton. It's a wonderful facility and a full dinner program prepared for you. There's a reception at 6 p.m. and then the dinner is at 7. And so we're looking forward to a great crowd next Friday night of the Ohio Christian Alliance Annual Spring Freedom Banquet at the Akron Fairlawn Hilton, and again, focusing on the D-Day Prayer Project, the effort to add FDR's D-Day Prayer in its entirety at the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C. And, Pastor, you know, this is really a big deal. It is many, many hurdles to add anything to the mall in Washington Of course, it is Monument City, as it is our U.S. Capitol. Of course, you have the Lincoln Memorial, the Washington Monument, the Jefferson Memorial, and, of course, the World War II Memorial is in the middle of the mall. For those who have not been able to see it, in 2004, it was dedicated by President George Bush, and it is a magnificent monument giving tribute to the 16 million Americans who served us in World War II in both the Pacific and Atlantic theaters, and it has a beautiful fountain in the midst of it. But one of the things that is missing is any reference to God, a prayer, or a scripture verse anywhere on the monument, which is unique in Washington, because if you go to the Jefferson Memorial, the Lincoln Memorial, the Washington Monument, the list is endless. They all have a prayer, a scripture verse, or a reference to God somewhere on them. The World War II Memorial currently does not. This will actually correct that issue by adding this wonderful historical presidential prayer. It's the way in which FDR prayed with the nation on the morning of the D-Day landings, the way in which he chose to announce to the nation and the world that the liberation of Europe was underway with the D-Day landings in Normandy. Of course, this year is special significance as the 75th anniversary of the D-Day landings approaches. Those veterans who are still with us, who were involved in the engagement back then 75 years ago, now in their 90s, some of them will be making their way to Normandy with President Trump. Others will be at the Washington World War II Memorial, where we'll be actually on June 6th of this year, and hopefully we'll be making a major announcement and later this year, breaking ground to add the prayer at the memorial. And this is going to be a teaching tool for years to come for young people to come and to read this prayer speech by FDR. He hand-wrote this prayer, and, you know, this is a wonderful presidential prayer. In fact, it was heard by over 100 million people at the time on radio across the country and across Europe. It's a way in which folks knew that the Allies had made it ashore and were going to fight the Nazi terror. And, of course, the war would be over within a year. They landed June 6th, and, of course, Germany surrendered in early May of that next year. So, you know, this is the 75th anniversary. And again, with few veterans left, we're coming into that time envelope where this might be the final time to be able to say thank you to those who are yet remaining who fought in World War II.
Oh, you're absolutely right. In fact, last night at the God Bless America rally, they recognized veterans, and they had a couple World War II veterans there. One gentleman, I remember, 95 years old, and he was there and standing up and an opportunity for the group that was there to recognize and thank them for their sacrifices. I know the nursing home that I go into, there's a gentleman that's there. He wears his World War II veteran hat every day. And, you know, it's nice to see him getting around and hear some of those stories. But like you said, these people, we're losing them. Every day we're losing these World War II veterans. And one day they're not going to be around anymore. It's just going to be a memory. And we need things like memorials to help us to remember. And you know, a lot of people are thinking, well, what's important about a prayer at the memorial? And you and I have talked about this in the past. The legislation authorizing the memorial was passed when?
That was in 2014.
In 2014.
It was actually the 70th anniversary of the D-Day landings. It was passed by unanimous consent in the U.S. Senate, and then was concurred by the House and signed by President Obama later that year on June 30th, 2014. So we're the fifth year in on this project. It will not be paid for by tax dollars, but by private contributions. And if people would like to make a contribution of any size, they could go to our website, the Ohio Christian Alliance, or just Google Ohio Christian Alliance or ohioca.org and make an online contribution for the D-Day Prayer Project. And we're going to be launching a brand new website, Pastor, as this will be a national effort to finally get the funding available so we can add the prayer to the memorial. And I want to encourage your listeners to go to our website right now. And folks, I'm watching you. I got live action to tell who's logging on, who's listening to Live with Pastor Al here on Friday afternoons. I can tell if you're listening, so I'm watching you right now. So I want you to log on to Ohio Christian Alliance. And so I'll be able to tell Pastor Al, hey, I said, hey, we got some folks that are listening to your program. They're logging on to the website, and they're tuning in. But, folks, you need to support this program, Live with Pastor Al, as he's on every Friday and Sunday nights, and the wonderful work that he's doing with the Richfield Bible Baptist Church and the radio program on Friday and Sunday nights. And then, of course, visit us on our website, Ohio Christian Alliance, and that will be a great way for you to learn about the D-Day prayer. The prayer is actually there itself. If you wanted to just go and read the prayer, it is there as well on a link right on the top of the page. Just click on that link and read the prayer yourself, and you can see how wonderful it will be to add this wonderful historical presidential prayer to the memorial in Washington, D.C.
I appreciate that endorsement there, Chris. And, but it's fitting that we do this month because this is National Military Appreciation Month. A lot of people don't realize May is officially designated Military Appreciation Month. And, of course, we have Armed Forces Day coming up Saturday, May 18th. And then we have Memorial Day on May the 27th. And we also have Military Spouse Appreciation Day there. I'm not 100% sure which day that one's on, but maybe I can find that real quick here. But thinking about that and during Military Appreciation Month, this is a great time for people to think about this because, it's really, there's the saying that people have for God and country. And we don't want to divorce God from our country. And I want to go back to something you're talking about when the legislation was approved. That was phenomenal. Unanimous consent. And even President Obama signed it. This was great. But at the time that came through, we had a movement in our country, very strong, trying to eliminate all mention of God in the public sector. They put a display case in the Washington Memorial up conveniently against a Bible verse engraved in the wall, things like that. And of course, when the memorial was built, they were trying to push God out of the public sphere. But yet, this thing here made it through, and you're working on this. Many people are working and praying that we'll get this recognition of God and country, not just country, but God and country. That's important, isn't it?
It is. Just like the rally down in Canton, Pastor, and we just had the National Day of Prayer across the country with a wrapping up a week of Bible reading marathon in state capitals, in the U.S. Capitol, reading God's Word aloud in all of these public places. In other countries, it's illegal to read God's Word. And I had on my radio program this week Pastor Hall, who actually led the Bible reading marathon on the U.S. Capitol steps for 26 years straight. He just turned it over to some new folks who were going to continue the effort and pass the baton on, and it's so important for people to keep it going. And, actually they've used that as some of the folks have had some trouble in their local municipality or courthouse and said, you can't read the Bible here. And they said, it's read on the west side of the U.S. Capitol every year. When they find that out, they said, okay, we'll go ahead. That's why it's important for us to take the ground and hold the ground, not give anything up to the devil. We need to really, as God's people, claim the ground. And that's why this rally and evangelism down there in Canton, what we're doing next week with the Freedom Banquet at the Akron Fairlawn Hilton. Again, you can register for that at our website at ohioca.org. And the National Day of Prayer, all these things are important, Pastor, as we continue the work of the Lord.
Well, thank you, Chris. And we're coming up on, we've got a little less than a minute to go. I did find the date, the Military Spouse Appreciation Day. That actually is the day of the Freedom Banquet, Friday, May the 10th. It's the Friday before Mother's Day. President Reagan designated that. And so I'd like to encourage our listeners to check out ohioca.org, find out more information about this, and also the God Bless America Rally.com. 20 seconds, Chris, final thought.
Again, to register for the Freedom Banquet, OhioCA.org, or just Google Ohio Christian Alliance. God bless you, Pastor Al.
Thank you, Chris, and God bless everybody listening. Join us again next time. God bless.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220 The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.